Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Thanks for joining us, Pop and Lund, on a Friday. Let's talk some Padres and Giants. Padres come in to Oracle Park, and of course, we're going to be honoring Willie Mays out of the park as well. Tony Gwynn Jr. at Tony Gwynn Jr. Padres Radio, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're doing good. It's always good to talk to you. We appreciate it. First and foremost, your dad was one of the greats. We're going to be honoring one of the greats tonight at the ballpark, Willie Mays. What are your thoughts on Willie?
The GOAT. I mean, quite simple. I think he's a guy that, you know, one of the few guys that my dad, you know, when I saw his eyes light up, you know, Willie Mays was definitely on the other end of that on a lot of occasions, both him and my uncle. So he is, it's awesome that he's still around and goes, I'm sure this year he'd finally be able to get back to the ballpark for the first time. So I think it's awesome that we all get to continue to celebrate him.
Yeah, obviously it's just so special when Willie Mays goes back to 24 Willie Mays Plaza. And I've been thinking a lot about you, Tony. I knew your dad. I worked ESPN baseball with him every Wednesday night for a few years, and what a quality person he is. And every time we see Petco Park, I think of 19 Tony Gwynn Way, and they honored Hank Aaron with the Braves as well. But yeah. What has it been like for you to go to work every night? And you're doing, I've listened to a lot of your broadcasts this year. You are doing a stupendous job, not just with the analysis, but all the different drop-ins you have to do and the lineups you do. I mean, you have turned into a tremendous broadcaster. But to go to work at 19 Tony Gwynn Way every night, what is that like for you?
You know, it's different for me different times of the year, if I'm being honest. I obviously get a chance to go to a ballpark that, you know, my dad helped solidify after they got through the World Series in 98, and to see a statue out there, and more so than any of that, just running into people throughout the course of the day. And this year's has been a reminder again, right? Because last year, you know, a lot of times when I was at the stadium, it was just us. When I say us, the broadcasters in the building. But this year it's been so nice to have the interaction with the fans again. And it's a constant reminder. Every time I'm up in that booth, I can look out across the way and see that statue. And it's very meaningful to me, even despite the fact that I'm going there every single day.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is joining us, Giants and Padres from Oracle Park tonight. We'll be honoring Willie Mays, and you'll hear right here on The Sports Leader. So as far as the club is concerned, the starting pitching has been great. I love the bullpen. The sticks haven't been as good. What are your thoughts on what you see?
Yeah, well, I mean, from a Padres standpoint, this is a ball club that has really, I thought, done a good job despite, as you said, their offense really not clicking on any cylinders, really. For the most part, right now, Trent Grisham, Eric Hosmer are the two guys swinging the bat the best, but they've still found ways to win game. And it's been predominantly because of the pitching, specifically the bullpen has been, I've run out of adjectives to describe how good they've been to start this season. Now, can they continue under the same rate that they're going out right now? I think a lot of people would disagree, but hopefully sooner rather than later, the Padres get the starting rotation back healthy again, and the bullpen not having to shoulder so much of the load. But they've been tremendous so far, and it's only a matter of time, in my opinion, until that offense gets going.
And Oracle Park is going to be on fire tonight. The Giants have already seen the Padres twice in San Diego, two different series. But, you know, them coming in on Mays' birthday celebration tonight and all the swag that this team has, obviously, with the whole left side of your infield. But I want to get your thoughts about Fernando Tatis Jr. Since you two are a junior, and you think about, you know, Barry Bonds and all he was able to accomplish, and Ken Griffey Jr., and the second generation major leaguer just has a different way about them, Tony. Have you spoken to Fernando Jr. about, you know, the commonalities that you had, you know, just growing up around the game, and how that helped you as an athlete overall, and how it's helped him? And just give me your thoughts on what we're seeing from this guy right now.
I mean, listen, I think Fernando is unique from the standpoint, and I guess he's not so unique from the standpoint of that second generation that you talk about, but he's much more accepting of the expectations that are put out in front of him. And it's almost like he embraces it. I having been a junior yourself, I mean, you always try to walk in your dad's footsteps, but you're also trying to separate yourself a little bit. He's been able to do that and some, and there's been this expectation put at his feet, and as opposed to maybe talking around it or kind of sidestepping it, he embraces it. Now, he hasn't gotten going yet, but to me, I don't think there's any question before it's all said and done, this guy is going to be, especially for this season, is going to be a big reason why this Padre club has success. So I think he's handled it tremendously. And I think it's because it's organic. He enjoys the game of baseball a lot. And no matter how you may feel about some of the extra stuff that goes on in terms of, you know, the bat flips and stuff, you have no choice but to kind of enjoy what you're seeing. So I think when he gets going, it's going to be a lot of fun. He's certainly going to be a big part of why this team has a lot of success.
I love it. I hope he stays healthy. I was sad to see him get hurt early in the season. He's just one of those players, Tony, and you know it because you see him every single day, that no matter what team he plays for, maybe if he played for the Dodgers, it'd be different. But for whatever team he plays for, he's just fun to watch. I love baseball. I love the entertainment value of it. I love that he's bat flipping. And it doesn't mean that he's trying to demean the other team. He's doing it because he's having fun. And I think there's a big difference there.
There's a huge difference. And you can see it because it's contagious among his teammates, and it's not in just those moments, right? You can catch him in the infield doing the same thing in terms of having a big grin on his face and just competing out there, and everybody can get behind that. But I think he's destined to be one of the biggest stars we have in our game, and I think he'll be a great ambassador as one of those stars when that happens.
Yeah, obviously your position players, and in particular the left side of the infield, you know, you got some of the biggest stars in baseball with Tats next to Machado. But your starting rotation is also, we're not going to see Darvish on this series, but we've already seen him twice this year. Musgrove is just taken over. We'll see him over the weekend. But I want to get your thoughts on Blake Snell, because he has just overpoweringly good stuff. And we've seen him a couple of times, and the last time we saw him last weekend, first three innings, he was in the strike zone and just mowing. And then he starts to nibble a little bit, and before you know it, he's out of the game after five. He wound up getting some big outs. Flores hit into a double play. Belt struck out with the bases loaded with a, and Flores with the bases loaded as well. But he has such great stuff, and you think, you know, why can't he last deeper into games? What do you see from Blake Snell, Tony?
Yeah, you're seeing the same thing I think a lot of us are seeing. And he talked a little bit about it after his last start. About just needing to pound the strike zone, and you're right. He has a spurt where he'd be really good, and then he loses it all of a sudden, and it seems like it becomes him trying to be too fine. But with the kind of stuff that he has, he's got way more margin for error than everybody else does. So I think he's talked about it a little bit, especially after that last start. He's going to be on the mound tonight, so we'll see if he's able to make that adjustment. But certainly it's been something that we've all kind of been waiting for it to happen this year, and he just hasn't put it all together in a start yet.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.